Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Serve the Lord with gladness. There's so much going on, and you could be a part of it. Next week at Denver Bible Church, guess what we're doing? Well, this is going to be exciting. Man, is this going to be exciting. I'll give you a sneak preview of an email going to the members of Denver Bible Church. It has to do with the movie Expelled, Ben Stein's new movie, opening weekend next weekend. And it looks like it may make history as a documentary opening on the most screens ever in history, perhaps. Michael Moore's opened on over 800 screens nationwide. Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, it looks like it'll be opening on 1,000 screens. Now, this will be really thrilling. Friday is opening day. Friday, April 18th, and at 7 p.m., the 7 p.m. showing in Arvada, if you'd like to come and join me and some others that I'll name for you, we're going to have a wonderful time and see the movie Friday night. That's a week from tonight, 7 o'clock in Arvada at the Old Town 14 at Wadsworth and 52nd. So please come on out if you can. Now, we're sending out an email to the members and friends of Denver Bible Church. And if you're a member or a friend of Denver Bible Church, don't be upset that you're hearing it on the radio before getting it in your inbox, because it's the same thing, right? I'm the pastor. I wrote the email. So consider this an invitation to you to join us. Well, let me get right to the email. Hello, Denver Bible Church members and friends. We're going to do something exciting but rather unusual for a church on Sunday morning, April 20th. We're going to close our morning worship service early and, as a church, go to the movies. Wow, praise God. Now, I know that previews are often bad, even if a movie is good. And so we will take that into account. And this movie, Ben Stein's movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, has been sneak previewed by a number of Denver Bible Church members, and in fact, Focus on the Family urged the producers to remove some profanity from the movie, and the producers agreed, and we are very grateful for that. But we do want to let you know there is one use of the word hell in the movie, so please consider for yourself and your children, of course, whether or not you'd want them to see this movie. But Cheryl and I have decided that we are bringing our youngest boys, ages 6, 8, and 10, to the movie. So I'm going to get back to this church email in a moment. But first, there's something really significant happening this Sunday night. And I plan on being a part of this, and you're invited also. It's at Power Invasion Ministries in Denver. And Denver is going to be blessed because we have the executive director of Bound for Life coming to Colorado for a rally for life. And I'd like to welcome to the show right now, Matt Lockett. Matt, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's a pleasure being here with you.
Well, Matt, Bound for Life is a ministry that was founded some years ago by Lou Engle, who of course we all know because of The Call in 777. How many people came to the Calls event in Nashville, Tennessee this past year?
There were over 70,000 people in Titan Stadium on July 7th. Mostly kids in their 20s.
Kids in their 20s and praying and asking God to turn people's hearts back to Him and the mother's hearts to their children and to ask God for His blessing to stop abortion and so on. Well, Lou Engle has done this. In fact, The Call has another event coming up in August, I believe, this year in Washington, D.C.
Yes, August 16th. We'll be gathering on the Mall in Washington, D.C.
Matt Lockett, you are a longtime close friend with Lou Engle, and when he founded Bound for Life, there came a point in his ministry that he had to focus on The Call, I believe, and he asked you if you would become the executive director of Bound for Life.
That's right. The first round of calls ended in November of 2003. At that time, God had really directed Lou and everyone involved to really begin to not only have a vertical movement, which is what the call was based on, the vertical movement towards God, but then also a horizontal movement, which would be, if the vertical represents righteousness, that horizontal is a justice movement. And so God had really laid on our hearts at that time to pursue the ending of abortion specifically. Mm-hmm. And Bob, I'm excited to be in Colorado right now because the whole thing got started in Colorado in the fall of 2004. For 50 days and 50 nights of round-the-clock worship and intercession, we gathered in Colorado Springs for 50 days nonstop. And out of that, we were launched. It was before the 2004 elections. We were seeking the Lord's heart. And out of that, we were launched to Washington, D.C. to begin praying on a daily basis in front of the Supreme Court. And we've been there now for over 3.5 years every day.
Well, Matt Lockett, that is so thrilling. And I have traveled this country as I've gone out in pro-life work, which, of course, is fundamentally a Christian ministry, teaching people that there is a God. He created us. And by his hand, even the tiniest human being has the right to life. Well, as I've traveled, and here in Colorado, we've met young people, young Christian men and women, a signature look. They have a piece of tape across their mouth, and they have the word life, L-I-F-E, spelled out, lettered on the tape. And I've seen these young men and women out, and it's been humbling to know that they're committed to the Lord. Could you explain to us the tape over the mouth and the meaning of that?
There's a lot of strategies out there, and
sure.
And God definitely has got a lot of people in the pro-life movement just operating with brilliance.
In many ways, there are many tactics, that's right, but this is a very valid one. So tell us about this Bound for Life.
When we got launched out of Colorado to go to D.C., we got there in front of the Supreme Court, and for lack of a better idea, we got out some red tape, and we wrote the word life on it, and we put it over our mouths, and we began to pray in front of the Supreme Court. And we realized that God was using us to be a voice for the voiceless.
The unborn, they have no voice. So this image, God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And this seems like such a sacrificial offering of myself, not to call attention to myself as a great orator, but to indicate that I'm praying to God and I am here for those who have no voice, for the innocent children who've been killed by the abortion industry.
Exactly, and the main thing that it did was it rooted it and grounded it in the place of prayer.
Matt Lockett, I want to let the audience know that you will, in fact, you're in Colorado right now, isn't that true?
I am, I'm in Denver.
Yeah, that's thrilling. And Power Invasion Ministries in Denver is on the South Platte River, and mm-hmm. It's just off I-25 in Alameda, and 5:30 Sunday night, you have an event for pastors, and Matt, it's an honor. I plan to be there as the pastor of Denver Bible Church. But then at 6:30, there's a rally for life. And I know that not only will you be there, but the sponsor of Colorado's Personhood Amendment, Christy Burton, will be there. The state grassroots coordinator, Keith Mason, and his wife, Jennifer, will be collecting petitions and getting petitions notarized. I don't know if you've heard the numbers. Have you heard how many signatures we've got so far?
I think we're in the range of 40,000 to 50,000 so far. Christy needs 76,000 signatures to get this thing on the ballot.
76,000 valid signatures, and you're absolutely right. With the number of signatures in hand, there's about 45,000 or so. But praise the Lord, Matt, there are also about 30,000 signatures coming in from other projects, people who are bringing signatures into Christy. So we've got a great number. The Lord has been blessing this effort, and now we need to get over 100,000 signatures because, of course, Planned Parenthood will sue in court, and some of these will be thrown out. We only have another minute, Matt Lockett, but could you tell us about a website for Bound for Life? I think that's pretty straightforward, right?
It's boundforlife.com. It's bound, the number 4, life.com.
Matt Lockett is coming to Colorado to help us to get this Personhood Amendment on the ballot. Matt Lockett, what an honor to have you on Bob and Yurt Live, and I can't wait to see you Sunday night. May God bless you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, that's Matt Lockett with Bound for Life. Of course, also a ministry of The Call, founded by Lou Engel. That is Sunday night, April 13th, this Sunday night, 6:30 at Power Invasion Ministries. Now, we started this show talking about Ben Stein's movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. And how many times do you hear of a church closing down church to go to the movies? Well, it's happening a week from Sunday. Denver Bible Church is bringing their entire congregation, all those who want to go, to the theater to see this extraordinary movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, at the Arvada Theater at Old Town at 11:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Now, we'd like to go to the phones and speak with one of the executive producers of Expelled, Walt Ruloff. Walt, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for your role in bringing this film, this concept, to the theaters. We've been talking about this movie on and off for quite some time. A friend of this radio show, Brian Rohrbaugh, he's a Columbine dad, he was interviewed early on in the process. And so we've been praying for the movie. We've been excited about it. But tell us what's going to happen a week from today.
Well, a week from today, the film is actually opening up at 1,000-plus theaters across the country.
Wow. Well, is that normal for a documentary?
No, and that's going to be at all the mainline theaters like AMC and Regal and Cinemark and all of those. So this is actually the widest documentary release of all time.
Now we're excited about this, Walt, because I've been on the air 5 days a week for 17 years, and we oppose a secular, basically atheist, Darwinian worldview, and we don't get a lot of respect from the mainstream media. Here is a major motion picture release that's going to help us communicate to millions of people that those who say Darwinism answers all our questions are not given the whole story. So we're thrilled that you guys are doing this. Thank you.
We're thrilled about your support, so thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. I don't know if you heard that just before we brought you on, but Denver Bible Church is taking the entire congregation of the church to see the movie in lieu of the Sunday morning service. I think
that
this
is incredible.
Isn't it dramatic? I think it's unheard of.
Yeah, that is very, very exciting. And we've had reports from all across the country of churches mobilizing with school boards and with other groups to buy out theaters and all of that. So we're really, really excited about the momentum.
Mm-hmm. There is a very strong pro-life organization in Colorado, a few of them, and one of them has announced, in fact, today, it was on Yahoo News. I'm looking at a list of media here. It's unbelievable where they've gone out. AOL News and Breitbart and a dozen major news sites where they're going to have a movie marathon, and their members are planning to attend every showing of Expelled on opening weekend. That's 15 showings, which is really, really fun. And this is a kick. And their press release has been today at the LA Times, Forbes, the Houston Chronicle, and like I said, Yahoo News, AOL News, the Film Distributors Association, and on and on and on. So these are just independent groups that are so excited about Ben Stein's movie, and they're saying this is a chance for us to share our worldview with the nation.
Yeah, that's extremely exciting. I did hear something about that, and we're just awestruck, and we feel very blessed to be part of this. We're also very excited. I'm not sure if you're aware about it, but in Florida today, they passed an academic freedom bill around this very issue. Ben Stein and our team went down to Florida. We met with their legislators. They got so excited about what we're doing, they put about an academic freedom bill to allow teachers to dissent from Darwinism and students without any repercussions.
And didn't this all happen just over the last few weeks?
It did. And then today, it's passed the House, and it's expected to pass the Senate. And so then it's also happened in Missouri and Louisiana, and it's happening in South Carolina, and Michigan is talking about doing it.
Wow, academic
freedom. And so we're really hoping that Colorado follows suit here and also talks about an academic freedom bill, which I think would just be really important, again, for our schools.
Wow. Walt Ruloff, our audience, we know a lot about the issue of intelligent design, Darwinism, and the arguments against it, but we don't know much about being an executive producer of a movie. What is that like? How did you get involved with Ben Stein in producing this movie?
Well, the way that it all started is actually my background is in technology and in software. We built up a very successful company, and I had about 400-plus programmers and people working for us. And the reason why we really excelled was our motto was to think outside the box, was to challenge the orthodoxy, to challenge the current paradigm. After I sold that company, I got involved in biotech, and I was poking around in biotech, a very important area in healthcare. And as I was doing my research in biotech, I came across a number of scientists who basically said, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Ruloff, we can't go against the current orthodoxy. We can't ask those questions. Mm. And I was just coming from my environment, which was something called logistics optimization, which is kind of an advanced algorithm. Coming from my world, I was just saying, what? You've got to be kidding me. I mean, all research moves forward because you're constantly pushing the envelope. You're mm-hmm. thinking outside the box.
Right, right.
And I said, why? What's the reason for this? And the biotechnicians were basically saying, these leaders in biotech firms were saying, because these new mechanisms that we're discovering within the cell contradict Darwinian evolution. And more troubling to the establishment is these new mechanisms have massive metaphysical implications. In other words, they have a design inference.
Walt, we here at Bob and Yurt Live, we talk about the intricacy, the extraordinary complexity at different levels of the genetic code. And we mm-hmm. share these ideas over 17 years now. We've talked
Great.
Through these issues. And it's
yeah.
extraordinary. So you're taking all this and
yeah.
and you're processing yeah. it and leading to the obvious conclusion.
Yeah, I said, well, this is ridiculous. This is not science. This is not academic freedom. This is not the way progress happens in this country. And so I became very, very passionate about this issue. We have to have academic freedom. Mm. So one thing led to the other, and then finally meeting with Ben Stein and then putting together a vision for this film to expose the hypocrisy that exists in the academy and the establishment. And we met Ben Stein very early on in late 2005, 2006. We showed him our vision to create a film. And within 10 minutes, he became absolutely excited. I mean, he said, you know what, this is not just a job. This is my passion. This is my vision. This is everything I hope to really hopefully make a difference.
Wow.
So now, he is also, and it was just an incredible series of events since then that allowed us to get incredible footage and get all this momentum, and we're just very, very thankful.
Now, I have it right that there are three executive producers, is that right? And John
yeah.
Sullivan was early on this project?
That's right. Early on in the project, I connected with John Sullivan, and he brings in about 25 years' experience in entertainment and media. Mm-hmm. And he was just finishing up his master's at Regent College in British Columbia in theology and then also in entertainment and trying to change culture through movies and media. And then Logan Kraft is the third, and he's out of Santa Fe, originally out of Texas. Mm. And he also brings in a wealth of knowledge in the media industry. So there's three executive producers.
And Walt, I don't know if you know this part of it. You probably do. But John Sullivan, about a year before production, contacted a dear friend of our program's, Columbine dad, Brian Rohrbaugh. And
yeah, I'm aware of that, yeah.
Yeah, and they had a tremendous discussion about this godless, atheistic worldview that human beings are basically just advanced animals, and how that yeah. leads then to an outcome of people acting like animals, including the slaughter of the innocent and justifying killing the innocent, of course, as we find with the Nazis in the Holocaust and even Margaret Sanger's worldview, eugenics, the founder of Planned Parenthood. And so he here in Colorado has been spearheading an effort, basically a PR effort, to get people out to see this movie next weekend.
Oh, well, that is fabulous. And I remember John Sullivan meeting with him. And in fact, I think we did some filming
That's right.
And we're definitely hoping to put those links into our extended DVD. It was a real trick to take all of our footage after
sure.
we filmed for about a year and a half. We had about 300 plus mm-hmm. hours of fabulous director's cut footage. We had to figure out how we keep the film focused and entertaining and moving very quickly.
Oh, sure.
And because Ben Stein is so passionate about the historical connection to the eugenics movement, which ultimately led to the Holocaust, that's where we focused.
Yeah.
We wrestled with the connection mm-hmm. at Columbine, and we definitely intend to bring that out in following pieces.
In the extended DVD, that would be tremendous.
Extended DVD, yes.
In fact, we'd spend a few years promoting that we're on the air 50,000 watts here for 17 years. We'd be thrilled to be able to help promote that. And you know where in the movie that connection fits perfectly? When Ben Stein, he points out the influence of Darwinism in Germany, and he says, you know, this can even have an effect today in our country. And then you fast forward to the Rocky Mountain News printing from the autopsy of Eric Harris, one of the Columbine murderers, that he wore a T-shirt that said natural selection as he's committing the murders. And the Rocky Mountain News actually printed, they said, it is not clear what that phrase refers to. And they left it at that as though they had never heard of Darwin and natural selection. It's just a bizarre disconnect and denial of the mainstream media that when you teach young people they're animals, that quite often they'll act like animals.
It was actually frustrating, and you probably know this better than I do, but we were trying to get as much information out of that terrible situation as we could, but a lot of the basement tapes were are under some type of a lock and key. And
you're exactly right.
We really wanted to get our hands on that and to build it into a piece, and because we couldn't get it, that was another reason that led
Brian,
to the ultimate decision. But that needs to be brought out. Those basement tapes need to be released, where there's made direct references to Darwinian evolution and to their worldview, which ultimately led to that destruction.
And Columbine dad Brian Rohrbaugh has been in federal court even in the last few weeks. It's been in the media because he took depositions from the murderer's parents and trying to bring all this to light. And under federal court order, that material is not to be released for many years. And there's a battle who will have control of it. Walt Ruloff, thank you so much for your role in producing this movie, Expelled, out 1 week from today, opening weekend.
1 week from today.
Nationwide in over 1,000 theaters. That's exciting. Thank you, Walt Ruloff.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on your program.
Sure thing. What an honor. Okay, so the movie out 1 week from today, opening weekend, and that's exciting. Last I heard, it was going to open on 800 screens. Fahrenheit 9-1-1 opened on about 860 screens. So breaking an all-time record for a documentary opening on over 1,000 screens. That's exciting. Join Denver Bible Church next Sunday morning at the movies, or Bob and Yurt Live next Friday night at the movies. Go to our website for more. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a fabulous school in Arvada, 72nd and Oak. Maranatha Christian Center. May God bless you.